Like many campers, Dan Jones used to take off into the woods fully loaded with equipment and supplies. But as his backpack grew heavier and heavier, he started searching for ways to lighten the load.
And it seemed no matter what I did, I still ended up with a lot of equipment. And then I read a story about a guy who lived totally off the land. And I said, now that's the kind of thing I want to do.
So he did more reading and took a series of classes. And today, when he heads for the woods, Dan Jones travels light.
Most of the time, I just take a knife. And that's all I need.
Because Jones knows everything else he needs is all around him. For the past 10 years, Jones has trained dozens of people in his wilderness courses here in Allegan, Michigan. He says most are surprised to learn the secret to surviving in the wild.
The most important thing is shelter. You can go a while without food. You can go a little while without water. But one night, in a lot of conditions, without a good shelter could kill you.
So Jones teaches a technique for making survival huts out of sticks, leaves, moss, and other debris.
Here's one of the old shelters from one of my students. It's kind of like a mummy sleeping bag. You're totally surrounded with leaves and debris. It never gets any cooler than what your body temperature is. Never gets any warmer than what your body temperature is. So it keeps you cool in the summer and warm in the colder weather.
Across the country, the number of survival classes is growing. Many states, like Michigan and Wisconsin, offer programs in the popular Becoming an Outdoors Woman series. In fact, the Michigan program was just expanded due to high demand. And plenty of private companies are getting in on the act, too, offering both basic and specialty programs, like classes focusing on children, winter survival, and team building. Dan Jones says all kinds of people sign up for his workshops, from doctors and housewives to students and business people. He shows them how to make a fire without matches, how to gather water from plants or morning dew, and how to harvest and prepare food from the forest. Chances are most of the students will never have to depend on these skills to survive. Most take the class because they want to feel more comfortable in the woods. But former student Carolyn Buskirk says everyone should learn the basics of survival.
You never know. You could be in an auto accident, you know, out far away from someplace where you could not get help. You might be on a camping excursion and get lost without a tent or a sleeping bag or something like that. Really, I think everyone should know how to build a survival hut.
But Dan Jones emphasizes he's not a survivalist. He says that word conjures up images of paramilitary types loaded down with weapons and freeze-dried food. Jones says the point of his classes is to not only survive off the land, but to learn to respect it. So his students gather only dead materials to construct their debris huts, and they learn how to harvest wild food sustainably by not clearing out whole areas of plants in one place. And Jones teaches his students an additional step they can take.
After I harvest the plants, I'll go around the area and maybe do a little weeding like a good gardener does. They'll weed out the garden so that the plants aren't overcrowded, so they aren't killing each other off. And so I go through the forest and I try to improve it. So not only have I gone in there and utilized this area for what I need, but when I leave it better than what I found it.
The growing popularity of wilderness survival programs is no surprise to many who have taken the classes. Former student Carolyn Buskirk says there can be layers of meaning in the training, deeper than just learning the physical skills of survival.
I think it puts you in perspective that the human being, the human race, is not above or elevated above nature and all other life forms, but just a part of the circle. It makes you feel that equality. And when you're out in the outdoors, it just comes home to you in a much deeper level than when you're spending all of your time within four square walls and concrete all around you.
The wilderness survival classes are offered roughly once a month during the summer. The cost for a weekend workshop is $100. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Allegan, Michigan.